Track 9, Celebrity Spotlight. The spotlight is shining this month on a singer who died last year, Harry Belafonte. Sam is going to introduce him.
People have asked, how do we choose who the celebrity spotlight falls on each month? Well, it's all about the voice. Well, we choose someone who had a distinctive, tremendous and memorable voice. Just think about previous spotlights. There was old Blue Eyes, Frank Sinatra, Ella Fitzgerald, Paul Robeson, Dusty Springfield. All great talents with great voices. But of course, it helps if there's a bit of a dramatic life story too. Well, try as I might this time, I could find no drama with this month's celebrity. Nothing. No terrible upbringing. No tales of drink and drugs. There were three wives. But before you switch off, let's hear about the wonderful voice of Mr. Harry Belafonte.
Jump in the line, rock your body on time. Okay, I believe you. Jump in the line, rock your body on time. Okay, I believe you. Jump in the line, rock your body on time. Okay, I believe you. Jump in the line, rock your body on time. Shake, 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 Sinora, shake your body line. Whoa. Shake, 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 Sinora, shake it all the time. Work, 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 Sinora, work your body line. Work, 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 Sinora, work it all the time.
Harold George Belafonte Jr. was born in 1927 and was an American singer, actor and civil rights activist who popularised calypso music with international audiences in the 50s and 60s. Though born in Harlem, Harry's mother sent him to live in Jamaica, the island of her birth, when he was still a child. He returned to Harlem as a teenager at the outbreak of World War II. He found it difficult to adjust to life in the States. He dropped out of high school and enlisted in the Navy. After his honourable discharge, he worked as a labourer until he found his calling in the entertainment world. He started his career as an actor and he studied his craft in the dramatic workshop of the School of Social Research. And there, his classmates included Marlon Brando, Walter Matthau, Rod Steiger and Tony Curtis. Well, his career in music began as a club singer in New York to pay for his acting classes. And the first time he appeared in front of an audience, he was backed by the Charlie Parker Band, which included Charlie Parker, Max Roach and Miles Davis, amongst others. He launched his recording career as a pop singer on the Roost label in 1949, but quickly developed a keen interest in folk music, learning material through the Library of Congress American Folk Songs Archives. He sang Caribbean folk songs as well, in nightclubs and theatres. And his handsome appearance added to his appeal as a frequent performer on television variety programmes. With hit recordings such as Deo, or the Banana Boat Song, and Jamaica Farewell, he initiated a fad for calypso music and became known as the King of Calypso.
Daylight come and me want go home. Work all night and a drink a rum.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Stack banana till the morning come.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Come Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want.
Belafonte's career breakthrough album, Calypso, from 1956, featuring the Banana Boat Song, or Deo, was the first million-selling LP by a single artist. Along with guitarist and friend Millard Thomas, Belafonte soon made his debut at the legendary jazz club, the Village Vanguard. He signed a contract with RCA Victor in 1953, recording regularly for the label until 1974. And then Belafonte also performed during the Rat Pack era in Las Vegas. His first widely released single, which went on to become his signature audience participation song in virtually all of his live performances, was Matilda, recorded on April the 27th in 1953. And between 1953 and 1954, he was a cast member of the Broadway Musical Reviews, for which he won his first Tony Award.
Once again now, Matilda, round, round the corner, Matilda, Matilda, you take me money and run any sail. Well, the money was just inside me bed, stuck up in a pillow beneath me head. Don't you know, Matilda's you owe me money, everybody,
Matilda, Matilda.
In 1953, Belafonte made his film debut in Bright Road, playing a school principal. And the following year, he was the male lead, but he did not sing this time, in the musical Carmen Jones. His co-star was Dorothy Dandridge. Now, the film was a huge success, and it led to a starring role in the film Island in the Sun in 1957, which also featured Dandridge. And it's rumoured that he had an affair with our own Joan Collins during the making of this film. His first marriage to Marguerite Bird certainly ended at this time. He produced the film Odds Against Tomorrow in 1959, in which he starred. And he also starred in the TV special Tonight with Belafonte from 1959, which was a review of African-American music. And Belafonte won an Emmy Award for his work on the show. Well, he then took a break from acting to focus on other interests. In the 1960s, he became the first African-American television producer, and over the course of his career, he served in that capacity on several productions. During this time, Belafonte continued to record, and his notable albums include Swing Dat Hammer in 1960, for which he received a Grammy Award for Best Folk Performance. His collaborations with South African singer Miriam Makeba and the Greek singer Nana Mouskouri helped introduce them to American audiences, and An Evening with Belafonte Makeba in 1965 garnered a Grammy for the Best Folk Recording.
Oh, island in the sun, built to me by my father's hand. All my days I will sing in praise of your forest, waters, your shining sand.
Well, imagine being a film producer, a TV producer, and, as we will hear, a property developer in this period in America. We've previously heard about the struggles faced by black artists, from Robson to Ella Fitzgerald. So to find out that Harry, in order to move into the apartment building of his choice, he had to buy the whole block, as the owner didn't want an African-American living there, well, was quite a surprise. He converted it into a co-op, inviting his friends, both white and black, to buy apartments. He lived in the 21-room, 6-bedroom apartment for 48 years and often hosted Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. there. Well, Belafonte considered the actor, singer and activist Paul Robeson to be a mentor. And at Robson's funeral, Belafonte was a pallbearer. And he was also a close confidant of Martin Luther King Jr. during the civil rights movement of the 1950s and 60s, and acted as the American Civil Liberties Union celebrity ambassador for juvenile justice issues. And he was also a vocal critic of the policies of the George W. Bush and Donald Trump administrations.
Look at Dolly. Pretty, 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 pretty Dolly. Oh, here she come, here she come, here she come. Pretty, pretty Dolly. When Dolly hear them soundy drum, up she jump and she holler, here I come. When Dolly hear them soundy drum, up she jump and she holler, here I come. Cause she gonna dance, she gonna sing, she gonna cause the rafters to ring. She gonna dance, she gonna sing, she gonna cause the rafters to ring. She gonna dance, she gonna sing.
Well, Belafonte won 3 Grammy Awards, including a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award, an Emmy Award, and a Tony Award. In 1989, he received the Kennedy Center Honors. He was awarded the National Medal of Arts in 1994. And in 2014, he received the Jean Hersholt Humanitarian Award at the Academy's 6th Annual Governors Awards. And then in 2022, he was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in the Early Influence category. Well, he is one of the few performers to have received an Emmy, a Grammy, Oscar and Tony, or an EGOT. And he was awarded the National Medal of Arts in 1994. Well, his outspoken views on politics, American foreign policy, for example, he felt that the Bush administration suffered from arrogance wedded to ignorance, and its policies around the world were morally bankrupt. He declared that if he could choose his epitaph, it would read, Harry Belafonte, Patriot. Well, Belafonte celebrated his 93rd birthday on March the 1st in 2020 at Harlem's Apollo Theatre in a tribute event that concluded with a thunderous audience sing-along. So let's remember the patriot, the man, the incomparable Mr. Harry Belafonte.
Down the way where the nights are gay and the sun shines daily on the mountain top, I took a trip on a sailing ship, and when I reached Jamaica, I made a stop. But I'm sad to say I'm on my way. Won't be back for many a day. My heart is down, my head is turning around. I had to leave a little girl in Kingston Town. Sad to say I'm on my way. Won't be back for many a day. My heart is down, my head is turning around. I had to leave a little girl in Kingston Town.
Thank you, Sam. I loved Harry Belafonte's calypso music.